Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And off we go to our top, and we begin this afternoon with former President Donald Trump, and it has nothing to do with campaigning but his legal affairs. He's expected in court today in the city for a hearing on the E. Jean Carroll case, but the big headline involved his sentencing in the hush money case. A judge just agreed to put it off until after the November election. It's what Trump wanted, keeping it plain, hoping that any conviction he gets can be wiped out if he becomes president by way of self-pardon. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa joining us live now with the latest on today's court decision. Jay?
Absolutely, and significant. Donald Trump's defense lawyers in the criminal case were trying everything to push this back, to make it go away. They wanted it to go to the federal judge, but the judge just the other day rejected that. They're calling for dismissal. They were trying to find everything to do what they had to do before the election. But this election does play a big role in the decision by Judge Juan Merchan to postpone this sentencing in the criminal trial until after the 5th, that is Election Day. He calls this a matter that, in his words, stands alone in a unique place in the nation's history. Sorry, he must also allow and take into consideration the Supreme Court's recent decision that allows immunity in large part to a president. Now, you may recall that the criminal trial involved cover-up payments to silence a porn star. These payments were funneled through attorney Michael Cohen after Trump was elected and he was in the White House. Now, the judge will rule on November 12th on the defense request to throw out the case, and sentencing, if necessary, is scheduled for November 26th.
Jay, Larry? Before you get away, have we heard anything from Alvin Bragg's people to the DA's office as to their reaction to this verdict today or this decision today?
No, not formally, but actually in their motions to the judge, they actually said they would like defer to the judge, and they were not opposing any decision or changes he would make. They probably knew that the judge had a lot on his plate here, and this was going to be his decision alone.
Okay. Juliet Papa, thank you. Our thanks to Julia for that. And again, we'll get the audio portion of that cleared up there. Meantime, in another courtroom, a hearing underway regarding Trump's case with writer E. Jean Carroll. Mac Rosenberg following that.
Trump has been ordered to pay $5 million, but he wants a new trial. He and his attorneys don't think it was fair that two other women got to testify about sexual abuse claims, arguing that those cases were unrelated to the Carroll case. His attorney calls that evidence highly inflammatory and inadmissible. Trump says he never had anything to do with her.
When they called me, I denied the story. I got sued essentially for defamation because I'm denying a story where I'm right. I should be suing her for defamation.
Carroll's attorney, Roberta Kaplan, says Trump had the chance to defend himself.
He had every opportunity to just take the stand and rebut all this evidence. He did not. He did not put on a single witness.
The decision from the appeals court will likely take weeks, if not months. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Switching gears now, also on this Friday, six people, including two firefighters, hurt early this morning as fire broke out on the first floor of a Woodside NYCHA houses. It started about 8. They had to take the two firefighters and at least three residents to the hospital. One person was treated there at the scene. Didn't take about 40 minutes to get it out up at 5111 Broadway near 51st Street. This is a six-story building, by the way. They don't know what caused it. Investigators are still going through the debris. Suffolk police picked up a guy late yesterday for allegedly thinking everybody wanted to see him in his little old sorry birthday suit. Public lewdness. Detectives say 20-year-old Daniel Peralta of Central Islip was walking through the aisles of a Walmart on Veterans Highway performing a lewd act on himself. Walmart security called the police and told him, "And bring a small pillbox with you." You can read into that. Peralta was held overnight. He'll be arraigned sometime today. An election controversy going on in Nassau. County officials demanding a state probe into false election letters allegedly sent out to, well, dead people. They've set up a hotline for it.
Aaron Molyneux of Port Washington just does not understand how his mother, who died nearly 2 years ago, became registered to vote. She never lived in Nassau County or New York State.
Try to protect her good name from being associated with any election fraud schemes.
A letter was received to his home from State Senator Jack Martins congratulating his dead mother on registering. Martins says he got the name from the State Board of Elections.
Their own breach led to us sending out letters.
Minority Leader Delia Dorigi-Whitten is calling calling for the Inspector General to investigate. She says the Board of Elections does not have any of the names.
The list must have come from somewhere, and we're basically asking why.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
And the gridiron is in full effect this Sunday. The G-Men firing up MetLife for the first time this season, and the Jets and Niners on Monday. Get ready to grit your teeth, everybody. Here we go. Glenn Schuck hanging out with the faithful today.
Mark, originally from the Highbury section of London, moved to New York for work. Somehow he said he went from an Arsenal fan to supporting the Jets.
When I arrived here 11 years ago, my office neighbour was a Jet fan, so that's how I did it. 11 years of utter misery.
John's from Riverdale in the Bronx. He's all about the Giants.
So I think they're going to have a good season. I have to be optimistic. I think last season with the injuries and the underperformance of the offensive line from the year before when they went against the Vikings. So I really am positive and honestly think the Giants could be in a good season, maybe 8 to 9 wins, and possibly get into the playoffs as a wild card.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. On the Upper West Side.
Don't even get me started. Last night's opener was pretty good, though. The Chiefs beat the Ravens in opening night thriller. We've got Eagles and Packers tonight from Brazil. Football is back. Yay! Schools Chancellor David Banks releasing a statement today acknowledging the FBI search of his home related to another investigation involving people with very close personal and professional ties to Mayor Adams. Banks confirms he's cooperating with a federal inquiry, but says he can't comment any further. 1010 Winds reporter Julia Papa following that one.
Those searched or subpoenaed are all powerful players and personal friends to Mayor Adams. While it doesn't appear the mayor was served in this investigation, his inner circle was. Phones seized from Deputy Mayor Phil Banks, his brother, the school's chancellor, David Banks, his partner, First Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright. Another brother, Terrence Banks, also said to be swept up in the probe. Police Commissioner Edward Caban had his phone seized. Caban's twin brother, James, reportedly also served. He was a former sergeant dismissed from the police department. Tim Pearson, another former cop, also under investigation, currently working with the Office of Economic Development and dealing with separate, unrelated legal issues. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And you could soon own a piece of the iconic Hotel Chelsea, where numerous celebrities and artists lived, worked, sang about, and where actor Michael Imperioli claims he saw ghosts. Pieces of the famous red and white neon sign going up for auction now. Arlen Ettinger with Guernsey's is hosting the auction, telling the Times that the sign beckoned to the world that this was a place of free thought, creative goings-on, and raucous lifestyle. Famous visitors and residents include Tennessee Williams, Jackson Pollock, John Bon Jovi, and Patti Smith. Sale will include about 20 stained glass windows from that hotel.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.